Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Welcome to Tandem Express. Host Aishila too with Muhammad Nabeen in the background. Yes, we're focusing on SANSAF once again this morning. In our relief hour, we have Advocacy Officer at SANSAF, Haj Mohammed Fatih Peterson, as well as Shireen Kamaldin, HOD for projects at SANSAF as well. To our guest, a warm welcome and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
We gave you a lack of time yesterday, Haj Mohammed Fatih, so I say ladies first today, if you don't mind.
Beautiful, mashallah.
Subhanallah. You know, when we speak to the HOD for projects at SANSAF, that is Shireen Kamaldin, then we're going to have a long list of things that will be happening, subhanallah, because we know that you can't plan in January for the year 2020, so planning happens ahead of time, alhamdulillah. You know, tell us what SANSAF is currently busy with, apart from the fact that you probably get being inundated with calls asking, you know, when are you going to call me for my bursary, what is happening, and all these things.
Auntie Aisha, at the moment, we are on the way with our back to school campaign.
Alhamdulillah.
The campaign started on the 1st of November, and alhamdulillah, we had a lot of beautiful responses from listeners, also other community members. So what we are currently looking at is our readiness campaign.
Alhamdulillah.
So it's the school readiness campaign that will take place on the 13th of January. 2020. So we have two venues. The one venue would be Ryland Civic, and then we just partnered last week. We set up a partnership with YES. It's an organization, and YES stands for Youth Impact and Sustainable Solutions. So what they will do for us is that they will take 50 girls and 50 boys.
Okay.
They will get haircuts. The girls' hair will be washed, ceramic and blown, ready for school. And they're doing that service to us for free. However, there are another 150 learners that we'll have at the Ryland Civic that we also will be looking at people to either partner with us or to assist us on the day, whether it's a haircut that you can do, whether it's a manicure that you can do.
Yes.
If you want to brush a few girls here, get them ready, they are welcome to contact us. The students will get a basic stationery pack, a hot meal, the haircuts we spoke about, the washing of the hair we spoke about, and inshallah, if we get this right, with the help of the community, inshallah, we'll give them a grooming set, which will consist of a brush,
yes,
a nail clipper, some other grooming things for the hair, like pom-poms the girls need,
yes,
for school, and Our appeal is 100 rand per learner, inshallah. And they'll receive all of those things, a fruit pack to take with them on the first day of school. And we'll have some community safety officer doing some safety tips for the children, like not walking to school alone, not talking to strangers, and some fun games, inshallah, that we're hoping to play with them.
Shireen, you've given us the venue, but when one looks at the children and the amount of children that we're looking in total, you know, which areas will they be coming from? And I'm sure you're looking at there's probably transport that needs to be arranged as well.
So our welfare workers, we have about 12 officers that will participate. Mm-hmm. So it will be as far as Worcester, Wellington, Paul, Malmesbury, Mitchell's Plain, Retreat, Elsie's River, all our officers will participate, and the children will come from our recipient base from those areas that are mostly under-resourced areas.
So just a question there. We speak about mostly under-resourced areas. To cart the children to Cape Town from Worcester and Wellington, is that the aim, or are we saying, you know what, you need to partner with people in those areas as well?
We would like to partner with people in those areas, but because children from those areas, they don't often have a little outing to the So it's a twofold situation.
Lovely, lovely.
So
it's a treat for them.
Yeah, so they can experience Cape Town, even if it is for only one day.
SubhanAllah. And I'm sure they'll be elated to just be in Cape Town as well. That is with regards to that, you know, school readiness.
Yes.
Then we have the back-to-school packs as well, your stationery pack. You've partnered locally with organizations you've mentioned. Are you in need of extra volunteers? Because we're looking at hair that needs to be washed. We're looking at products for the hair as well.
Most definitely, Auntie Aisha. So if anyone would like to volunteer with the clipping of the nails, whether it is they want to come and play a game with the children,
yes,
or anything to make them feel special, they can contact me on 021-447-0297.
Okay, inshallah. So that is with regards to that. Is that the only project that you're currently working at for the new year to be successful, inshallah?
Inshallah, that is the one thing. Muhammad Fatih will speak on our diaries. We are in the process of planning an educational toy run for the ECD centers that we have. We currently have about 12 centers up and running, and it's also people that we have taken from the community that hasn't worked for a while,
yes,
and we've upskilled them in order to run these centers. So they're looking for educational toys for the kids. Inshallah, so we'll talk about that inshallah later on.
I mean, definitely great empowering within the community as well. Look, you said unemployed women, and look at what they are currently doing, 12 ECDs. So I'm sure that will grow because there's a great interest in, you know, getting children ready for school as well.
Of
course. Haj Muhammad Fatih, this brings us to the sense of diaries as well. Tell us more about it.
All thanks and praise is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made it possible, alhamdulillah, for us to see a beautiful year through. And alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of this wonderful year, alhamdulillah, full of excitement. And we pray and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and to crown all our efforts.
Amen.
You know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants each and everyone that is listening to the radio today barakah, protection and good health, especially for the new year, and to protect our young ones, our, you know, matriculants, especially our girls, Adi Aisha. You know, when you look at the situations outside, you know, you don't know as a parent, you don't know which way to turn.
Mm.
So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we put our full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He guides and protects our youngsters, mm-hmm, inshallah, because they are the future leaders, inshallah. The 2020 diary, Auntie Aisha, the theme for our diary this year is Surah Al-Ma'idah. And then running through the diary, Quranic ayat related to social justice. Today we see these, I've just spoken about it now, the social injustice, you know, that is taking place in our communities. And inshallah, the diary has this theme running throughout the year. So it is nice for us to reflect on the aspect of social justice. and to come, you know, I've heard something in this week. One person said, the sword only comes out when justice fails. So that means when all else fails, then people resort, you know, to violence. They resort to all these, you know, nasty activities. So alhamdulillah, that is what the diary is. The price for the A4 diary is 120 rand. The A5 costs 80 rand, and then you have the pocket diary for 10 rand. You may contact the office at 021-447-0297, 021-447-0297, if you would like to require bulk orders, as well as to have your name embossed inside on the cover of the diary, inshallah.
And just on that note, we're looking at the theme for this year being Surah Al-Ma'idah, and this is the surah that was revealed, the verse in crowning verse in there was because of the disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They're requesting food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa must request food. And so we're looking at this diary not just being beneficial to our Muslim community, but also the non-Muslim community, because everybody wants to have a diary. So Allah, you know what? We're looking at empowering ourselves, wanting to, you know, get to know more about the next person's religion, which is so important, so that we can live in harmony. And we're looking at the quotes that would be on each page as well. And who knows, you know, that the buying in of the non-Muslim into this diary might give them a better insight on what Islam is all about as well. And sure, at the same time, us doing dawah.
Subhanallah, dear Aisha. And the other aspects of the diary, we have the salat times, the year planner, ahadith on zakah and zakah information. We have the Islamic and Gregorian calendars, and then also most of the auspicious Islamic dates. So the non-Muslims also can be updated with regards to when is Ramadan, you know, Muharram, and these important Islamic dates. So they are aware of this, you know, when we live in our communities and it comes to Ramadan, we not only share with our Muslim neighbors, we share with everybody, alhamdulillah.
Indeed. And I think maybe a good thing for us, you know, as good will as Muslims, to purchase this diary and then gift it, you know, to your non-Muslim friend, you know, as a gift.
Excellent.
As well.
That's
nobody's going to say
idea.
No to a diary. And at the same time, you know, subtly, you're also giving them a message.
Subhanallah, dear Aisha, that's an excellent idea. We can do that, and we can appeal to the listeners. You know, if you purchase a diary for yourself, purchase another one and give it as a gift to your neighbor, or purchase one, and if you have another one, give that one to your neighbor, inshallah.
There we go, inshallah. This brings us back to the many other projects that you are also busy with, and we've earlier alluded to, you know, the bursaries. Like I said, you must be inundated. We know that, you know, before results come out, people want to know, where do we stand? Are we going to be successful? By when would the students know what their success is?
Dear Aisha, at this moment, as we are speaking, the bursary coordinator is getting in touch with all the students, inshallah, either via email or telephonically. But if, for instance, you become a bit anxious, you are most welcome to either send them an email or contact the office at 021-638-5108. That is where the bursary coordinator is at the moment, inshallah.
So I'm just a bit curious. If I received a bursary for this year, 2019, does that mean automatically I would be qualifying for a bursary for 2020? And do you look at the results to see what it is, like whether this person is hardworking? Tell us about it.
Aisha, what happens is the bursary also works on an allocation basis. Firstly, we have to check our budget. And then also, if a student has had a bursary for 2019, then we check the results.
Yes.
And we follow up on that student. But that student must, learner or student must make an application again, because we don't know what happened during the year. Maybe the learner was out of university or whatever the case may be. So they have to also stay in contact with sense of each other.
What
and also the eligibility for them to be eligible for zakah, because people's situations change.
Yes,
so, you know, this year you might be, benefiting from zakah, and your financial situation might change the next year, inshallah. So you are no more eligible for zakah also.
and I think that is clear enough, spelled out clear enough, alhamdulillah. So they, definitely it is not your money that you're working with. If it's zakah, it is waqaf, and you need to, you know, do the best that you can with it as well. Coming back to my guest, Shireen, you brought a bag also with you, the care bag, and I think we need to chat about that.
Okay. And Aisha, for the back-to-school campaign,
yes,
we're hoping to give each learner also the contents of the care bag, but we'll wrap it up nicely. So because these students don't always have access to clean water sometimes, to a face cloth, toothpaste, toothbrush, we're handing out these bags with the hope of receiving at least 250 back, so that inshallah each student can walk away with a nice little care package also, so that they can go to school nice, fresh and clean, inshallah.
And we obviously know that it would be going to both boys and girls as well, so you need to differentiate whether it is for how are you going to do that, to know that these are packs for girls or these are packs for boys.
So usually then we distinguish by the color of the face cloth.
Okay.
Sometimes there are sanitary towels in some of the bag, so yes, we can see which are for girls and which are for boys.
Alhamdulillah. So we intend not just having, you know, like you say, if this is the campaign, then it's not just for first time kids going to school, but it would be for those who are at school already. Yes. And we're looking at the difficulty of children staying out of school because of not having sanitary towels as well. So this is a good start for all of them. Alhamdulillah. Then, you know, to contribute, you've mentioned it's 100 rand earlier on.
Yes, minimum
100 rand. The diaries itself is on sale at all offices, Haj Muhammad Fatih.
Yes, and Aisha, they can contact the office, but each office, the diaries are on sale at all the offices throughout the country. But the prices for Western Cape, these are the prices that I've quoted. 120 for the A4, 80 rand for the A5, and 10 rand for the pocket diary, inshallah.
Okay, just the content. Okay, there you have it, and I see it. It's so nicely spelled out on the care bag as well. That is soap, toilet paper, or toilet roll, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, and additional items are welcome as well. So when we say additional, speaking about that little treat for children as well, isn't it? Because we all want to have a treat sometime or the other. You know, it's amazing. It doesn't matter where you go. When you have grandchildren, they always look out for, you know, did you bring something? Recently, I've been to Kimberley. You know what my granddaughter asked me when I gave her a doll? She says, didn't you bring my diamond? I was astounded. I said, but I never promised I'm going to bring you a diamond. She said, but you went to Kimberley. You know, so it's only natural, you know, that you're looking forward to something. And I think not just the child, but as an adult as well, subhanAllah. So here we're going to make a child happy this coming January. Final words from your side, Shireen.
So I just want to thank the community, the radio station, and our supporters for always being there for us. We're always doing these appeals on the radio, and we always have a good and positive response. Mm. So may Allah reward each and everyone for their contribution. It doesn't matter how little it is. And may Allah grant everyone goodness in this life and thereafter, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah. Shukran so much for that beautiful day. Final words from you, Sayyid Haji Muhammad Fatih.
Yes, Auntie Aisha, the advocacy office, that's our final word. Any of the listeners who need assistance with regards to calculating their zakah, as well as questions pertaining to zakah and SANZF, they are most welcome to contact us at 021-447-0297, 021-447-0297.
Shukran so much. On that note, I want to say to my wada, shukran so much for my bottle of water, and I'd exchange that for what do they call it? 3-in-1 coffee for you, so we hope that you'll enjoy the coffee, inshallah. Shukran so much for being with us and for doing great work within community for the past 45 years. And you know, we're speaking about doing good within community. We might perish, but organizations will stand, you know, the test of time. And it's only how we manage it that will, you know, attest to how successful it will be. May Allah, put barakah in your time and barakah in the lives of those who contribute towards these great organizations that's making a difference within community and success always, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.